quite a bit of research I've been involved in is researching collaborative breakthroughs, and this is the spread method of choice in the health sector. And basically what it is you have implementation teams from like up to 30 or 40 services coming together three times over a year for 2 days in things called learning sessions. So these, what are called collaboratives, in effect are temporary organizations set up to support these teams in their organizations to help them make these changes and learn the skills. That's the method of choice for spreading evidence-based practices in the health sector, and reasonably successful. I mean, a third will do quite well, make significant proven changes. A third will sort of, we're nearly there, but we need really another year for it to show. And a third will, we can't collect any data, we've got all these problems and struggles, and a few will kind of drop out. And I think we can learn a lot from research that looks at implementation or spread programs and to contrast the really successful sites and services with the unsuccessful ones and try and explain. And either we do that retrospectively, or we can actually set up an implementation study to say, we predict that some will do very well, some will do very badly. And part of the study is to follow and understand those differences, because we know this is going to happen in that way. And I think much more research should be looking at those extremes and explaining that, rather than simply reporting, oh, well, this is the total average. I think it's the variations that are more interesting, because it relates back to the point about, it's not so much the intervention, it's the context that is as important as the intervention. And what aspects of the context are really important to allowing that change to happen and take root, and which aspects of context are hostile or toxic to that sort of change, and learning more about that so that we can then say, this intervention will get fantastic results in this situation or under these conditions, rather than pretending that it will get those good results everywhere.